Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to the show today. Today's message is entitled Love, Count the Ways. The scripture reference is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 6, verses 27 and 28, as written in the New Living Translation. Hear the word of the Lord. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. The word of the Lord. We will take a short break and listen to a song entitled Love Your Enemies by Kyle Sigmund.
Said, an eye for an eye, and tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. Turn the other cheek, go the extra mile. Shed another layer, love your enemies. You've heard it said, love your neighbor. I say to you, love your enemies and pray for them. Turn the other cheek, go the extra mile, shed another layer, love your enemies. What gain is there to only greet your family? What good is it to love the ones who love you? What gain is there to only greet your family? Love your enemies. Love your enemies. Extra mile, shed another layer, love your enemies. Turn the other cheek, go the extra mile,
love, count the ways. Merriam and Webster defines love as a strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties, as a maternal love for a child. They define it as attraction based on sexual desire, affection and tenderness felt by lovers. After all these years, they are still very much in love. It's defined as affection based on admiration, benevolence, or common interest. Love for his old schoolmates is defined as assurance of affection. Give her my love, or give him my love. Love to all is defined as warm attachment, enthusiasm, devotion, or admiration, as love of the sea, the object of an attachment. Baseball was his first love. Unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another, such as the fatherly concern of God for humankind. Brotherly concern for others. A person's adoration for God. The word love appears in the Bible multiple times and varies in frequency from version to version. In the King James Version, the word love appears 310 times. It occurs 348 times in the New American Standard Bible. It appears 551 times in the New International Version, and is written 538 times in the New Revised Standard Version. What does the Bible say about love? Now, when we think of love, we often think of Paul's love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which reads as follows in the New Revised Standard Version. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. God's definition of love is trusting in God. Love is being faithful to your brother and your families, and love is being kind and patient with the world around you. 1 Corinthians 13 defines real love. 1 Corinthians 13 defines real love. Love is more important than all the spiritual gifts exercised in the church body. Love demonstrates the ultimate purpose of human existence. Love is lifting our sins up to God. Love is not focusing on perfection in people because only God is perfect. Love is being there for those in need, the imprisoned, the orphans and the widows, the clothesless, the hungry, those seeking righteousness, and persons impacted by natural disasters and devastations. Love is God's affection for humanity that he sent his only son to save the world through repentance and the offering of eternal life. For those seeking further knowledge on love, the book of John and Psalms are recommended starting points to read up on love. Now for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you are love and perfection. Forgive us of those times when we fail to love our enemies or to do good to those who hated, cursed, and or hurt us. We are thankful for your forgiveness. Father God, we are thankful for your indispensable love. We pray for those who thirst and hunger for your love and righteousness, that their thirst be quenched and hunger be filled. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The closing song is entitled, Love Your Enemies, a Christian praise song.
But love your enemies, do good and lend, causing no one to despair, and your reward will be much, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Therefore show kindness, even as your Father shows kindness. For out of the abundance of the heart of a man,
speaks the mouth of him. Causing no one to despair, and your reward will be much, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore, be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Therefore, show kindness, even as your Father shows kindness. For out of the abundance of the heart of a man, speaks the mouth of him.
Internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.